The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Little looping line drive. That's going to fall in right field for a hit. On to score Eaton, and the Red Sox take a 4-3 lead at the bottom of the eighth inning. Didn't hit it hard. It looked and sounded like it was off the end of the bat. Just a little flare pulled into right field. But it fell in. Another big hit for Abreu.
That game-winning RBI from Willie Abreu was the call of the game, brought to you by Nissan Northeast. You deserve a car that thrills you, and Nissan's got an exciting full line that'll put goosebumps on your goosebumps. Experience the thrill for yourself. Shop your local Nissan store at NissanUSA.com. As you heard, Red Sox win 5-3 in the game that was almost 24 hours in the making. Rain delay from last night. We get a 2:30 start. Brian Baio gets the relief slash starting nod in a weird way.
That was a nice win for Baio today.
A nice win
great
for Brian Baio here at Fenway Park, where WEEI Afternoons is broadcasting live from the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studios, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and F-Series. Hurry in for your last chance to get employee pricing for all during the Great American Sales Event. Willie Abreu with another big game, a little different. Wasn't an inside-the-park home run or a grand slam, but big game-winning RBI there. And dare I say there's a little momentum with the Boston Red Sox, a little positive momentum. Fitzy, you want to update me on the tote board?
They are flirting with being relevant again, Andy, and it is both joyful and as hopeful as the faces of the children outside our Ford Clubhouse Fenway studio out there.
Oh, the mohawk is sweet.
Yeah, kid with the mohawk right there. I wish I could give him. He gets free glizzies. You get free, and it's not going to have Skyline on it. There's momentum building right now. Andy, your Red Sox, in order to achieve their goal of going 92-70, need to go 49-26.
And Brian Baio
adds
his name to the list of starters that suddenly feel like you can count on them, Ted Johnson. Brian Baio just keeps pumping out quality starts. He's not Baby Pedro. Thankfully, we put that stupid nickname to rest and to bed. But if you want a middle-of-the-rotation quality starter, suddenly Brian Bello is one of your guys.
Yeah. No, this is...
You feeling it?
Good. No. You guys are out of your minds.
He's jacked up like he had five.
Vibes.
At Fenway Park. It's a 5-3 win. There's another ball game. How can you not get caught up?
He had five luckies. I'm wearing a Ted Johnson shirt. Are you Debbie Downer?
I just like to look at things a little bit more in depth. You know, I mean, they've won 3 out of 4. That's great. But one of the games they won, they basically had the answers to the test. They knew what the pitchers
still
were.
Still counts.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it does. It does, but it doesn't give me a lot of hope and faith that they've turned it around. Just winning 3 out of 4 against an average Cincinnati Reds team. So, no, I do not share in you guys' enthusiasm. I'd like to see, win 7 out of 10. Win
that was
five
my question.
In a row. Do you know? Come on, please, guys. To think all of a sudden they have figured things out and turned things around. What would evidence gives you that? That would suggest that.
None. It's called faith, Ted. I'm just being
you're
a little bit silly.
Faith,
well, sometimes great
winning
journeys.
Winning 3 out of 4 is better than losing 6 straight.
Journeys sometimes
That's
great.
That's a fact, Jack.
Great ones actually begin with what, Andy? A leap of faith. Now, what if I tell you this, Ted Johnson? Winners of 3 of 4, if they win tonight, go to Washington, win 2 of 3 as they should. That'll make them.
Well, ask me then.
That'll make them winners.
That worried me, though.
Ask me then.
Because every time I've said they should do something, because, Ted, you said the Reds are a mediocre baseball team. Absolutely. So were the Angels, and they whooped you. Yeah. Like, there are teams that have been feasting on you. Now it's time for you to actually beat some of the mediocre baseball teams. And I'm not saying, you know, full speed ahead, we're rolling downhill, and all playoffs, here we come. But when you look at it, Bello, as I said, reliable. Aroldis Chapman has become one of the more enjoyable.
All the pitchers not named Walker Buehler have been reliable.
And
so
soon he will be
that's
gone,
not a
hopefully.
Big surprise.
Right. Aww. So you're it's starting hitting. To get pitching. You have had some timely hitting. We've asked for it. We don't want home runs. We don't want you jacking for the fences. Hey, Willie Abreu, just hit it over the infield, into the outfield. Let the guy who's on base
You guys think
score.
They figured something out here in this last series or the last two games with the Reds?
I don't know.
When in 2 games ago, they had all the pitch, they knew what pitches were coming, and so
yeah. But what about the two games before that? They also scored 15 runs.
But I'm encouraged Ted.
But they lost the series against the Jays.
The Red Sox from late April through early May, and then again of mid to late June, Andy, would have found a way to be up 2-1, get soaked by the rain, come back the next day, and blow it.
Sure.
The Red Sox today played great defense. Also, by the way, did you guys know Trevor Story was leading the majors, turning 51 double plays? That's not bad.
I wish that
they also know
some wins.
More offense.
There was a routine ground ball to shortstop that they tried to collide with each other and ruin what the end of a game. So they almost Red Soxed it.
They almost socked it up.
What's your biggest issue with this team?
My biggest issue?
What's your biggest issue? Number
Still,
one.
Strikeouts.
Okay, how many strikeouts do you have? Yeah. Okay. So let's not get all worked up about
it. It was under the under, though. I had it under 10.5.
What do they say about a good team? They find a way to win even when they don't have their best day, their best stuff,
their
best
whatever. 10 strikeouts has been the benchmark for this
team.
Yes,
it's bad.
They've won games still striking out 10 times, but they have lost a hell of a lot more striking out 10 times.
And I would not advise.
They got lucky that they won, even though they struck out 10 times.
I would advise they not strike out 10 times tonight if they want to win that baseball game. It's a pretty simple first step towards victory for me. But no, I'm starting to, I think, you know, and the top of the order today actually wasn't good. All the damage was done by the back end of the order and something.
Is that what we have now, a top and a back end?
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what we have, because sometimes the guys that are at the top get pushed to the back end a day later, so when he's moving the lineup around.
Right.
But Alex Cora did talk about he feels like he's starting to be on the verge of extending his lineup. Abreu is back. Mm-hmm. Bregman is on the horizon. Yoshida is not only on the horizon, he's apparently taking some reps at first base. Some
team player.
Bro, a 10-year-old could take those grounders that he's been taking.
Well, actually, a 10-year-old said no and ended up in San Francisco.
Yeah. Ted woke up today and chose negativity, baby.
Ted chose violence. Here, like, all, you know, happy and joy when this team has horribly underperformed all year.
All year, but not today. Like, don't chastise them for past mistakes and errors and strike. They went out and got a win today. Let's just focus on today. Today was a pretty solid baseball game. It also is one of those, not a 1-1 run win, Ted, but at least a two-run, a close game where they found a way to not F it up.
And get insurance runs when they needed to. Now, granted, Trevor Story fell off a bag, probably could have extended the inning, maybe made it 6-3.
Sure.
Beyond, et cetera. They did find a way, to, as you said, to almost socks it up a little bit. But you know what, Ted? Sometimes Dad continues to come home in a bad mood every night. And one night every now and again, he comes home, he's in a good mood. Let's celebrate that good mood and just be grateful for it.
You don't need to tell me how I need to feel right now. I appreciate that, guys. You guys feel how
you
want.
We're helping
and I'm gonna
you.
Feel how I feel. So,
and I actually,
you need a little bit of pushback. I mean, just,
no, I agree with you. I actually like what you're doing, and I like that you feel that way because I think that's the legitimate feeling that a Red Sox fan, Red Sox Nation, is in right now.
If you polled everybody right now, do they feel like they've turned things around? What do you think your little Twitter poll would say, Patriots fans?
That was very patronizing.
I'm sorry. I'm looking down.
He looks at me, and literally and figuratively, you look down.
You think people are bought into this team?
Some people. I think there is a portion. There's a larger portion that feels like you and says, I've fallen for this. I'm not going to fall for the banana in the tailpipe again.
You got that right, Jack.
But maybe, just maybe, if this team can build a little momentum pre-Bregman, pre-Yoshida, and then add those to the mix. And then, have you guys noticed that it's a very easy get? I think we should put a request in for Craig Breslow and not the robot Craig Breslow. He's on Nesson every night telling the world he's going to go make trades and make the team better. And
why is he on such a spokesman spree?
Weird.
Because every time I listen to the morning show or the midday show, it's Craig Breslow. And I'm about to say like, hey, host, come on. That was two nights ago. And it's like, no, was last night's game.
Tom Caron and Craig Breslow every night.
It feels like, and damage I put this control. In my notes, and I wanted to bring this up. There was an article in the Globe a few days ago talking about a prospect. And it just felt like, wait a minute. You know, the team's four games under 500. It just feels like the Red Sox are planting positive stories all the time recently. It's kind of this. Oh, they're like, you know, let's just stay positive. Let's keep things positive. Let's keep people kind of, you know, stay hanging in there.
That's what rich people do to the poor people.
But and we're all buying it. You guys are suckers.
It's almost
sorry,
as
boys.
If,
I'm busy.
It's almost as if Andy, the majority owner of the Red Sox and president of the sports group, owns the biggest newspaper in town.
It does, and it does.
Imagine if he did that.
It does feel like campaigning. When I see Craig Breslow all the time, and there's three people I hear all the time these days. It's Michelle Wu, Josh Kraft, and Craig Breslow, right? And those are the people. Two of them are actually campaigning for a job. They want to be mayor of Boston, right? The other one is campaigning, I guess, to let us know he's still going to add to this team, and they still believe they can get to where 92 wins, Fitzy. He promised it. He started it. We didn't make the number up. I want to remind people.
And we kind of rode with it, though.
We didn't make the number up. Craig Breslow said 92 wins. That's where Fitzy got his tote board, the countdown to 92. Mm-hmm. And that is it still, Ted, a long ways off.
Yeah.
They lost
7 out of 8 before they won the last two games. And I'll be honest, I mean, you even listen to Cora. Cora felt like they were starting to turn things around, mentioning all the guys coming back, but just kind of giving little examples of guys starting to figure things out. So, look, I mean, I get it. It's a long season. You got to stay positive. But I don't see any just hard evidence that all of a sudden this team that was been just maddening all season has clicked in and now – they got things.
Well, what I like is I feel like they've backed themselves into a corner heading into the trade deadline. And I love it because they're winning right now. Let's just take this short sample. You win 3 out of 4. You're heading towards the All-Star break. If you win, that's a team that the GM has already said he wants to add to. If you're winning more than you're losing, you absolutely have to add. So all these things I'm reading online about trading Chapman and trading Bregman and trading Duran, oh, hell no. Your GM is on Nesson every night telling me he's going to add to this baseball team, and you're winning games. You're closing the gap. In my opinion, there is absolutely no way they are anything except buyers, and they need to buy something that we've heard of. Remember a couple years ago when they traded for, was it Danny Jansen, the catcher from the freaking Blue Jays, and you're like, wait, that's your right-handed bat addition?
I barely remember that. Sounds
I had to like Google him, and I'm like, no, that's nothing. When they make a deal, I need to immediately say, oh, that helps the Boston Red Sox. They're a better baseball team. So that's what I like about it, Ted. To me, they're boxing themselves into a corner where they are absolutely must-buy scenario.
I get what you're saying. They know that we're going to use their words against them. So they basically, you're not going to be going touting that we're going to buy. And then when it's the time to deliver, I'm trying to see how many games we have left. before the trade deadline.
I think they got like 12 before the All-Star break, and then they have 10 after. So I want to say 21, 22.
Okay. So a good amount of time to kind of see what you got, but you got to – I mean, you got to win 2/3 of your game.
Yeah, and that's
the rest of the way.
That's all they've ever asked for.
Well, at least to the break to justify, I think, buying.
But that's all Cora's ever asked for. That's one thing he's maintained. Other than they're a good baseball team, he says win the series. Generally, they're a three-game series. You win two games, you lose one game, you won the series, right? That's basically what Alex Cora has asked for from this baseball club all year. But I do like when they – I don't see any way they don't buy. Like, with what they're doing in terms of a PR spin and winning some baseball games and bringing – we've talked about, like, riots in the streets, pitchforks. If you're a seller – and don't tell me, oh, well, you kind of sold, but you kind of bought. If you trade anyone away named Duran, Bregman, or Chapman, you're a seller. You're absolutely not a buyer.
And as Bradfo told us when we were here on Monday as well, Giolito.
Yeah.
He feels that's also a punt move, even though he could be extremely valuable to someone and pick you up a right-handed bat you desperately need.
Okay. I'll add him to the group. You don't give me like, but we did add this. No. You got rid of something. So at best, it was a net zero, a net gain of nothing. And this could change a lot, Ted. You're right. This could absolutely change in the 22 games. Is that what we just said?
That's 22, 23.
If you throw like another 8-game, 6-game losing streak in there and then just play. So conditions on the ground have changed. But I just think they're playing marginally better baseball right now. Marginally better baseball and beating a team that they probably should. Yes, did they have the answers to one of the tests in one of the games? They absolutely did.
Big win.
That counts.
Yeah.
I don't think the expatriate wants us going back and talking about fake wins and answers.
No idea what he's talking about.
He sounds like someone that's been down this road a number of times before, and he's staring the Red Sox in the mirror saying, don't hurt me again.
It's just,
I don't want to get hurt.
It's been that kind of season, though, Fitzy.
It's been a season
the minute I've gotten excited about this team, they've gone on losing streaks.
Yes.
And they started, you know, making errors in the field and striking out and a bad base running. It's like, just when you think they figured it out. So why, I don't understand why this time all of a sudden it's going to be different.
Have you seen any Reese's Pieces that lead you toward success, that lead you toward belief, toward faith? What have you seen? If I asked you to play devil's advocate to your own argument, what have you seen that might lead you toward, okay, I like that.
Better starting pitching.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, it's always the key.
Better defense.
Ding, ding, ding.
You know.
Okay.
Roman Anthony.
Ding, ding.
So but that's a few things.
Yeah, see?
It's not enough to convince me that
it's
they
a
have
start. We got to start someplace.
Who's coming back soon? Who said he's ahead of the timeline? Who has a big smile on his face?
Yeah, the timeline. Does anybody know what Bregman's timeline is?
Nope.
Yeah, it's so everybody saw he's ahead of the timeline. What was that timeline again?
We were told the 18th of July, right after the All-Star game.
But originally it was pre-All-Star game. Then they bumped it and said, nope, he's post-All-Star
game. I think that was a Boris thing, which just reeked of PR to me.
And now it might be pre-All-Star game again. Okay. We got 11 games, I believe, before the All-Star game.
They did it perfectly. They got you so confused. You don't even know when the return date is. So when he does come back, you're going to think it's ahead of what the return date was.
He is going to return for the final series before the All-Star break. Because I actually think, ex-athlete, tell me this. Would there be value to getting him back for a series, let's say, then he gets the All-Star break to rest, deal with whatever soreness maybe he has, get back, and then boom, he's ready to go second half of the season?
I think the opposite. I think rush him back? It's just like if he was close to playing just a couple days, a couple games before the All-Star break, and then you put him out there and he re-injures it, then the season's over.
617-779-7937. We're talking Red Sox. Are you on the Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy, Stevens side
Woo-hoo!
Of things? Feeling a little optimistic? We got some wins. We got some reasons for hope. Or are you with Mr. Teddy Negativity? Teddy is not going to fall for the banana in the tailpipe again.
You're a critical thinker.
This team has screwed him, and he's being overly critical.
I want to believe. I want to be that fan. I want to believe.
Right. I choose positivity. Ted Johnson chooses violence today. 617-779-7937. WEEI Afternoons live from the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studios, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and F-Series. Hurry in for your last chance to get employee pricing for all during the Great American Sales event. We'll continue to break down this Red Sox win, look ahead to tonight's second leg of the doubleheader. We also need to touch on the Boston Red Sox and the Boston Bruins. There is some excitement from Don Sweeney, apparently, because he doesn't think you need to score goals, and he thinks he's going to get better defense next year for some reason. We'll talk about that. And Dame Lillard, Yesterday we talked about Giannis. Is there another former Buck or former, I guess he officially will be a former Buck soon, Dame Lillard? The Celtics made a call. Would you envision Dame Lillard, Jaylen Brown, and Jason Tatum as a nice core for the next leg here of a championship chase with the Boston Celtics? That's up next on WEEI Afternoons.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
Indeed, at least two members of WEEI Afternoons jumping around after a Red Sox 5-3 win over the Reds this afternoon at Fenway Park. We are in our Ford Fenway Clubhouse Studios, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and F-Series. Hurry in for your last chance to get employee pricing for all during the Great American Sales event. Ted Johnson, though, is a little bit more dubious. He's been fooled before by this team this year, previous years.
Yeah, so, grounded, realistic, okay. Pragmatic. Those are other descriptors, too.
Well, okay, so we have a little bit of a split decision here in the studio. Let's see what the manager had to say after this win. Let's see what his taking of the temperature of his team is. Let's listen to some post-game Alex Cora.
It's great, man. The 0-2 walk, right, and then the homer. But after that, I was talking to the starters. That was a good learning experience for him because every pitch mattered. You know, as a starter, you give a three, like the last one, six innings, you're happy. But there, he needed to make pitches the whole game and did a great job with the runners. Kept in at first. In the last game, they stole two or three, I think it was. Was in command, got the ground balls. We played good defense behind him, and a really good one. He had enough to go into the ninth, but we had that guy, you know, 350 for him now. It's amazing. It's amazing.
How nice is it not to have to use anyone other than Chapman and
Satan? Yeah, that was the plan, and it's hard. But understanding where we're going in the next game, you know, we made the decision yesterday right away, like, hey, it's his game. And if they score five against him, it's his game. You know, we have to save the bullpen. Understanding that tomorrow is an off day, and then we got to, I think, how many in a row after that, the rest until the All-Star break, right? So we gotta be smart.
Was there any consideration that, as you know, he has struggled in afternoon games and moving him out of a game he was supposed to pitch at night and pitch in the afternoon?
No, I mean, he needs to learn, right? And it was at 2:30, so hopefully, you know, that hour, extra hour of sleep helped him out, you know. He's a different family now. He has his kids are in town, all that, so he's been getting up earlier. So Paul came outside. He was amazing.
Is it satisfying for you when you put in the pinch runner like that and he scores in the
fast? Not for me. I mean, we prefer our guys to execute, and he took a chance there. He was safe, Willie with a base hit, and then Trevor with a big swing. So, I mean, Toro, again, you know, puts up on play early on, gets a second, great base running, too, on the fly ball. You know, if the center fielder catches that, probably he doesn't tag, but Lux caught that one and, you know, took advantage of the scattering report there and, you know, the walk or, you know, get on base, and Willie put the ball in play again.
With Abreu, there's, you know, first pitch swing, miss, change up. Second pitch, they double up on the change up. Like, you know, that's adapting, right? Like, you know, what have you seen in terms of his like, is that situational awareness? Is that in-game adjustment?
I got to talk to him about it, but we've been talking about hunting certain areas. You know, we know that there's areas that he struggles with, although he will get you, you know, if you keep going. But there's areas that he will pull the ball in play. He will hit it hard. And, you know, he did a good job just staying humble in that swing and putting the ball in play, and good things happen.
With that, like, idea of staying humble, when he came up in 23, like, it made such a positive impression. It seemed like he was kind of an all-fields guy who did have...
Took walks,
all-fields, like, to ball in terms of... You know, A swing, B swing, C swing. The dial has kind of turned up somewhat in terms.
Yeah,
of...
I mean, obviously, I've never been in that situation, but he had 12 right away. You know, and you start feeling differently, right? And throughout the year, if you look at his body, right, early on, he was underweight, right, because he was sick during spring training. Now he looks stronger. So
It's a different body than the one early in the season. Probably he fits stronger, you know, just to let the ace win play. But in this game, I still believe, you know, JD Martinez used to say it, like, you have your golf bag, right? And you take the club that you need for that pitcher, right, or that situation. And today, he put the ball in play with one strike, and we got the W.
The other day he said he was feeling incredible since coming off the injured list. Like, what have you seen from him in these last couple of weeks, and how important is his presence?
It's important, and the healthier we get, the better he's going to be, because the lineup is going to be longer, you know. Maybe he'll hit lower in the lineup, and that's going to be good for us, just like Carlos, right? And we just have to stay with him, keep him healthy. That's the most important thing. As you know, last year, after the injury in the dugout, it was hard for him, you know, like being on the ground and put good swings. He was off balance probably the whole time, but he grinded through it. He learned from it. And our job now is to keep him healthy.
Manager Alex Cora after the 5-3 win, and Alex Beard.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
geez, let somebody else ask a question. It was borderline a one-on-one. Was there nobody at the press conference? Heard Sean McAdam and then Alex Speer.
It's Pitbull, man. If you're not going to get your question in there, then do what you got to do, Alex.
Those are the two baseball guys, though.
I know, but I mean, they're the only baseball. Where's Bradfoe? Bradfoe, sneak a question in there. Ted, hey, you wanted to hear from the manager.
Yeah.
What did you think of the tone and tenor of his post-game remarks?
Just what I thought it would be. Pumping up is basically most of the dialogue was him pumping up Bayo, which
you're
he
damn
should.
Right.
I mean, Brian Bayo is having a good year.
Damn know? Right he is.
And he, I mean, it's easy. What, the Red Sox had a 2-1 lead when he started the game today?
Yes.
So he had a one-run little cushion. That helps. But he needed to be nails. They didn't want to go to their bullpen. And so the kid's been playing well. So he's very positive about that. But I think that's what he does. I think he's the positive guy, even when things are going bad. He picks the spots every now and then where he feels like, okay, I got to lean into him, but it's very rare that he does that. So I'm not surprised to hear Alex Cora excited and positive about his baseball team.
Massive dub on the day as well as actually just getting the win, Andy, is like Ted mentioned, not having to dip into the bullpen. Getting five out of Bayo and then the gas from Chapman when you have the legend of Bernardino on the mound tonight. Yeah.
Well, and not just not having to use the bullpen. I you know, that old A team, I love it when a plan comes together. I think there's something feel goody about we had a plan today. It was Bayo for five, and then we're going to Chapman. And just having it actually play out the way you thought about it in your meetings with Veritek and everybody pregame, to me, there's a little bit of value in that. Like,
it's huge. It very,
we're professionals.
And it very rarely happens, I think, because.
Especially with this.
Because of the first inning.
Right. Especially with this.
They're the worst first inning pitching team in the major leagues. So the plan you have right before after the national anthem is sung, you know what?
Like throw this. It out. Throw it out the window. Up, it's gone.
Yeah.
The one thing I will say, a hint of negativity there that I didn't love, Bayo, a little maturing maybe, and now it was negativity in the past, is Dan Ball driving in was like, daytime Bayo, you never know. He's not good in the daytime. And Alex Cora just said, well, you know, it's a different spot now, 2:30, so hopefully the later start time helps him. And now he has his family here, a little different lifestyle. He definitely insinuated that Bayo was partying before daytime starts there. That's the only way you can take that, in my opinion, is that the manager thought he was staying out too late before daytime starts.
That's a great – you just connected the dots because I would not – look, man, I had my fun after I retired. When I played football, I was all business, but when I retired – you know, hockey players, baseball players, they can go hard even though they got games the next night. So
that's what Alex Cora just said, that Brian Bayo, nights before he was pitching day games, was out too much.
He needed to figure it out because, you know why? He was handed the ball. He wasn't the day one starter. And they, you know,
24,
videoed it. And then we saw what happened.
Big
deal. So he needed
he needs
to live up to the hype, and he hasn't been. This year, he's a different player.
And now he just falls in line behind Garrett Crochet and Giolito and some of the veterans on this staff. So love it when a plan comes together. The plan was to go Bayo to Chapman. That's what they did. Bayo gave you the innings. Chapman gave you the gas for the save. 5-3 win for the Red Sox. They'll be here at Fenway Park again tonight. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we have a little bit of a bigger picture conversation because Jim Bowden, friend of Alex Cora, former teammate at ESPN of Alex Cora, put out an interesting story in The Athletic today. He polled some general managers around baseball. Who is most likely to get traded at the deadline? And let's just say there's a bunch of Red Sox here that we're going to have to talk about. So a little pre-trade deadline talk from Jim Bowden here next on WEEI Afternoons.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios. Powered by Verizon. 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1. Lawrence, Boston. An Odyssey Sports Station.
I said it in the show here a few weeks ago. That part, you know, like I work with Jim Bowden, you know, and we were sitting in the green room, and it's like, hey, how about this trade? I'm like, what? Man, you're making that up. It's like, boom. And then he tweeted it. I'm like, so don't believe everything you read. Just stay in the moment. You know, one thing they can control, all of them, is to show up today and play hard and see what the future holds.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
That was Alex Cora with us here on WEEI Afternoons about 3 weeks ago, I think, right here at Fenway Park, when he pulled his best Trump impression and said, fake news, don't believe everything you read, including specifically his former co-worker Jim Bowden, from ESPN. Well, guess what? The former Reds and Nationals GM has a piece on The Athletic today that I choose to at least embrace for entertainment purposes as we approach the Major League Baseball trade deadline at the end of the month. Jim Bowden, and this wasn't just him making, well, I guess I never really know what it is, but he claims this wasn't him making anything up, that he polled, he said, 40 front office executives that are mostly either general managers or presidents of baseball operations. So, I mean, the Red Sox could have contributed like 10 to that because they have a bunch of GMs.
They fire 50 every year.
Yeah, but these are supposedly the men in baseball that will be making decisions. The first thing he did right before he got into his list, and he broke it down into position players, relievers, starting pitchers, most likely to be traded. But he did say the most common response was it's going to be a late developing market because everybody thinks they are involved in the playoff chase. There's like four teams that are out of it. Everybody else still thinks they're a contender. And he doesn't think the teams even know right now. Teams like the Red Sox. He doesn't think they have any idea what they're going to do and what they're going to be.
How many teams in the AL do you think right now realistically think that okay, we're definitely in this?
Well, if you include the Red Sox, it's like, no, it's like 12 deep, 13 deep or something like that. Basically, the teams that are out of it are called the White Sox, the Orioles.
Tigers will be buying. Yankees will definitely be buying. After that, there is like this great morass. Like there's this massive middle of teams that, like Bowden said, could go one way or the other, which is why I totally see that market.
Maybe three teams in the A.
That are definites.
You know, right. That would be the Athletics that are, you know, 20 games under. You got the White Sox that are over 25, under 500.
This is not your necessary time to bring up.
But even the Orioles are speculating as potential early buyers for next year, that they might make some moves with an eye on next year at this year's trade.
Like trading for Montez Sweat crossing sports.
I don't know exactly, but that's a theory. But let's look at the list, because when you get to the relievers section, the number one spot on the list, who do you think it is? It's the guy who was last on the mound here at Fenway Park about an hour ago, throwing, I still don't believe it, every pitch was 101.
Yeah,
and
he's
I don't know if this is allowed to be said because like he has some baggage off the field in his past, but
it's amazing.
I have fallen in love with him.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you were going to accuse him of something.
No. I've fallen in love with him.
He says the guns are all juiced.
I don't necessarily believe it's 101, but he's throwing gas. And he's become a badass. He just does that stare down thing. Like
awesome.
He is what a closer is supposed to be. Yeah. He is the anti-Folk. And I know I say that all the time, that is what you're supposed to see. Well, Jim Bowden says that, quote, the execs overwhelmingly picked Chapman as the reliever most likely to be traded in July. The 37-year-old is having a banner season, posting a 1.32 ERA over 37 appearances with 14 saves and 50 strikeouts in 34 innings. He would be a difference maker in any bullpen. 2 years ago, Chapman was traded from the Royals to the Rangers in late June deadline for lefty Cole Reagans and a minor league outfielder. That would hurt. I mean, I don't think it's going to happen, honestly. As I said earlier, I don't think you can go from we're adding to our team, we're going to make our team better for 2025, and then trade one of the best closers in baseball. Why? Like, how do you justify those actions?
You can't. And I think part of it just kind of hit me when you're talking about, you know, Breslow talking up being buyers at the trade deadline. You know what he's factoring in is the return of Bregman and Yoshida.
Right.
It's so in his mind, even if they're 4 or 5 games under 500, he's getting two. You know, one, you know, all stars, you know, and a gold glove back and Yoshida who can hit. And so he feels like, you know, even if they're, you know, a team that maybe looks like it's floundering and it doesn't really, it's not going to figure it out, we're getting a bunch of guys back at the time in which they could maybe go on a run.
But I've heard past general managers in other sports, this sport, that would use that as an out. Well, you know, you need to remember we're going to get back a $40 million player.
No, you got
to
buy. You right. They always
some people would use that as, oh, that's our midseason.
Red Sox do that all the time.
Right. And that he's not doing that. He's looking to add. He's not saying we're going to get some internal additions. That's why I like it and I'm buying into it. And maybe I'm being on the Twitch chat. They call me little gullible Andy. You know, you've been burned so many times by the Red Sox. They're the interest kings. They're involved.
That's one of the things.
And you call me other things. It's not very nice.
All right. I'm standing in between the two of you.
Aroldis Chapman, if you trade him. I know we use this cliche. That's a white flag.
Well, the ultimate closer, white I think the ultimate white flag is Bregman. If you were to trade Bregman,
I almost don't because
are you out of your mind?
Bregman isn't playing right now. Bregman is not a part of this team right now. So you could even argue, okay, you're winning games, whatever, without Bregman at this point, this small sample size. And then you also have, well, he's going to opt out and he wants a new contract and you're not going to be able to re-sign him. So it's only smart business to unload him.
And your current manager is in love with him and you saw what the returns were as far
GM
as on-field and leader. That's too bad.
Well, he's kind of the boss.
Well, he allowed it to happen, and he's the one who had to clean up the mess that was allowed to happen.
Because I think Cora went to Henry and said, "Give me this guy."
Well, if he went around Henry, obviously John Henry was a fan enough to come on out with his big old cigar smoke photo as well. The returns on Bregman are too good. To me, the ultimate punt move is, guys, we screwed up this season. Not only did we have to trade Devers away, now we're dealing Bregman away to bring in parts for this year, but most especially for the kids in the future as well. If there were some sort of, we could brainstorm it, probably not even a suitable alternative. If there were someone who could slide in and give you 80% of the effectiveness that Chapman has delivered without the posture, without the stare down, without the goosed up 103 miles per hour.
Jordan Hicks.
A fine alternative because it's obviously not going to be Hendricks. My guy Whitlock can only go an inning. There really isn't an obvious candidate. But if Hicks were to all of a sudden be thrown, I don't want to see Weissert in there. Good Lord, no. No thanks. That gives me Kimbrel shakes. But if you were able to do that, and then you could trade Chapman for a massive chip, it's got to be on the table.
Yeah, but why wouldn't you say the same thing about Bregman? I mean,
because Bregman is a part of your team probably for the next 5 years.
So's the guy playing third right now.
Well, just who's more valuable? Who brings you more wins?
Now or long-term?
This year.
I think who's more irreplaceable is actually Chapman. Closers to me in baseball massive.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of them.
It's where we started the year when I said they had to go get Mason Miller.
Oh, gosh.
Remember that?
I know.
Guess who's number six on the reliever?
On your bingo board, everyone.
Guess who the most likely to be traded number six reliever is? Mason Miller, although a little addendum. Jim Bowden hears that Mason Miller is going to be turned into a starter, that most teams want to trade for him, and they believe he is the next great ace in baseball, throwing 100 as a
starting
pitcher.
How'd that go for Papelbon?
How'd it go for Jordan Hicks? Jordan Hicks tried to do it, and he stunned.
No great.
But yeah, so that's Chapman. I don't think. Who do you think the top position player among the Red Sox on Jim Bowden's
list?
It's
either Willie Abreu or it's Jaron Duran.
It is Jaron Duran, sixth on the list overall. I was surprised by how many front office executives mentioned Duran. I don't know why you're surprised. We've been talking about it on our show for like a month and a half
now.
It's on Bleacher Report
and everywhere else.
It makes me think the Red Sox may have decided Willie Abreu will play right field and Roman Anthony will play left field going forward. Duran, 28, is under team control through 2028. Last year, he led the majors in, we know this, doubles, triples, homers. He was an MVP candidate. He hasn't been as good this year. Jaron Duran.
See ya. That's the guy that I would be fine. You know what? And I'm a fan of him, just a person.
Didn't sound like it there.
No.
See ya.
I can like somebody, but I like the team more, and I want to see the team succeed. So it's not about personal feelings. Here's a guy that I just think is never. I don't think he's, from a mental standpoint, it's ever going to get to a point where he's just everyday confident, knows what he's getting. He struggles with the mental side of the game so much, and I appreciate him being as open and honest about his struggles, but you can't be successful in the highest leagues and beat yourself up for your mistakes all the time. You will not survive the game.
So
is there someone on this team? I mean, obviously, if there were prior to now, they would have probably had him working with him night and day. Is there somebody on the team that can try to rein him in and teach him a little control? Because he runs the same way he hits, which is the same way he fields, which is the same way he approaches everything at 110 miles an hour and sometimes a little out of control.
That's not Bregman's job. That's not the older guy. I mean, you know, Trevor Story, they're not going to go try and get his mind to be, you know.
No.
It's a deep-seated stuff that I worry is a flaw in his profile. And so I think let's face it, how has he been playing lately? He's been playing great.
You know who struck out three times today?
Yeah, Jaron Duran.
Out of the 10, three of them. And that one infuriates me. When your leadoff hitter, who's fast and can make things happen, if just put the GD ball in play.
If you could steal first, okay, but you can't, right?
No,
steal first.
You can't. And that, it is frustrating, and he is popular. I do think that would be an interesting one just to measure in the popularity of some fans. Now, again, we don't know what you're getting in return. Do you get a big leaguer? Do you get prospects? How does that work? I think when they're at their best offensively is when Jarren Duran is at his best offensively.
Him and Trevor Story.
The problem is you haven't seen that often enough this year. You saw it last year. This year he's sort of a knockoff version of himself, right? He's like those fake Frosted Flakes that go soft in the milk a little faster than the Kellogg's do.
I think you know, having a season like he did last year, all of a sudden now he's got these heavy expectations, and now you look. That's the problem with, you know, I think somebody who's mentally wired that way is, it's just always, you're never just okay with where you are at that point.
I also think with the lineup decimated with Bregman out and then Devers traded, I think he's trying to do too much.
Yes.
I think it'd be like, you know, Roman Pfeiffer, Ted Johnson gets hurt. So Roman Pfeiffer says, I'm going to make Ted's plays and my plays, and then doesn't make anybody's plays because he's caught in the middle kind of thing. Yeah. And I think that's where Devers is right now.
Who else is on that list?
Willier Abreu is also on the list.
I'll give him the Dolphin.
Abreu was mentioned because some teams would prefer him over Duran in a trade due to his elite defense. Uh-huh. He also has an additional year of control through 2029. However, I got the impression Boston's preference is to trade Duran over him unless the return for Abreu is much better. I like Abreu. I like Abreu. But I find it hard to believe you're going to get more for Willier Abreu than you are Jarren Duran.
Chance you are.
I find that hard to believe. Because you think you could get more for Abreu than Duran, Ted? Based on your face?
On what we've seen recently.
And there were all those
trades. Is Willie a little younger too, isn't he?
He is a little younger, and you get an extra year. I do think his defense has become a little overrated. I think he's been good, not great defensively this year. Last year.
Yeah.
I thought we were talking
about gloves are overrated.
I thought we were talking about this year.
Gold gloves are overrated. Okay.
I thought I learned from Ted Johnson. We don't talk about last year. We talk about this year.
Yes. Okay, fair point.
Ooh, I turned Teddy on himself there. Next up, Ted, is your guy, Bregman. He is he's on this list as well. As a talking point, I don't think they would do that. I don't even think they would do that if they got the impression he was going to leave after the season.
Not leaving after the season.
I don't think he is either, but even if they got that impression, because I do think that's one of the white flags, however many white flags
you
win.
The biggest white flag to me. You trade Alex Bregman, you have admitted to a mistake on the year. You are getting whatever collateral back you can that you invested in this year, and you are now looking at a significant turnaround for next year and beyond.
Quick side note here. I keep listening to my guy, Adam Jones, on the midday show, talking about Bregman.
Guys.
Yeah, I got a lot of guys. Talking about Bregman and talking about he's not going to get more than $40 million a year on the open market. I agree, and I don't think he's looking for that. I think what he wants is the longer-term security, and I think he would probably take a little bit less. So is it $36 million but for 6 years or 7 years instead of the 41 and change he has for 2 years? He has made some comments about wanting to have a long-term home or long-term
stability. I think he wanted
that
before the season, and I think the Red Sox were the team that gave him probably the best deal. What makes you think after this year it'd be totally different?
Because from what I read, it got a little weird in Houston in that he cared about the average annual value and how it compared to what he was getting in Houston.
They offered him six for once. They offered him something like what Crochet got, and he didn't think that.
Yeah, it was 30-something, and he didn't think it was enough.
I thought it was teams were giving him like 28 average.
Yeah,
maybe it even was.
Yeah, we got three at 40 here.
Correct. Right? And now he's got two left at just over $82 million, I believe.
Boy, that's really hard money to walk. Even in
Massachusetts. What if I said 5 for $160?
$150 gets it done.
That's amazing.
I think
the best game ever. You get hurt half the season and you get a bump, a raise.
And that's
and
where
you buy
I,
people a couple of Tommy Bahamas or some freaking bonobo suits. And next thing it's like, you have saved us.
The case I'd make for Bregman is he's the best locker room leader that has juice, is accomplished, that this locker room has had in a very long time. Huge value on that, so I don't want to see him go.
It's part of the $41 million they're paying him. But let's bring in the caller, 617-779-7937. Let's go to Steve in Centerville. What's up, Steve? Steve?
I'd like to see Ted put his some facts behind his mouth when it comes to questioning Jarren Duran's mental toughness. So what kind of numbers do you have that suggest that, you know, he's been committing errors or he hasn't been stealing bases, or what do you got for me, Ted?
I don't have.
He's been committing errors. You need the exact
errors,
number.
He's had base running issues. He's dropped fly balls.
Got thrown out of games season. And got his manager rung up.
There's a lot of examples, Steve. I don't have the stats right in front of me.
Struck out three times today. What's your point, Steve?
Well, I think he's probably, in for my money, he's like the one guy on the team that I don't want to see go. Why? Because he's proven himself at a very high level. He's done it for a couple of years now. He's got a little bit of experience under his belt, which is more to say for almost anybody else in the team except for, you know, guys that are injured. And to me, he's critical. So not a guy I want to see trade. I'd trade Abreu in a heartbeat. Guy's unproven. He's shown some splash of talent. But, you know, my man Duran, don't want to see him go.
Thanks for the call, Steve.
He was. I think he led the majors in extra base hits last year.
Oh, he did. Doubles, triple. He led the majors, and he had 21 home runs to go with it.
Is he close to being on pace to the extra base hits this year?
No, he's not.
No. So last year, guys, he had his WAR last year was almost 9.
That was last
year. Wow. So in 2023, he played half as many games. 100. Golly is right, Robo Ted. He had 102 games, a WAR of 2.2. This year, it's down to 1.4. 362 plate appearances, bats. He was good. So he was good in 2023 in limited action.
Yes.
He was an absolute dynamo last year. He has regressed this year. So do you want to try to hold on to him either to help your team or see if you can increase his value for a future trade? Or are you basically trying to sell people?
You had to predict what the real Jaren Duran is. Is the 2023 version, the 2024 version, or the 2025 version?
I think it's an unsexy answer of it's probably a combination of the two.
I don't think it's last year. I never believed in last year. I never believed he was going to be this perennial MVP candidate.
Let's bring the ball man into his
nerd.
To add to the nerddom for the fielding perspective, Ted, last year as an outfielder for Jaren Duran, the metric outs above average, which is basically how much better than the average outfielder in baseball you are, he was 11. So he was a plus defender mainly in center field. This year, he's a minus 5. So he's costing you outs in the outfield.
I don't get it, but I get it's a big drop.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, Steve, it's like it's his favorite player.
Which is cool.
And I like everything that kind of Jaren Duran has gone through, his story. I love it. I think it's an awesome story.
But we're not holding on to him for PR.
If we're trying to make the team better, I just think that's a guy that you should be open to trading.
Also, what's his value? Like, we've heard that the Padres have been in love with him for like a year and a half now. If the Padres are in love with him and you can leverage that for a really good trade return, and the other factor is you have four outfielders. You have four starting outfielders, especially with Rafaela kind of coming on of late and looking more like a guy you actually want in center field all the time because he's bringing the defense. Now he's injecting life into the offense. So now it comes down to, well, Anthony's going to be part of your outfield mix. So basically, if you like Rafaela's cheapness and you like Anthony's greatness, it's either.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
They're Abreu or it's Duran. Who are you picking? And who can you get more for? Okay, Seattle's going to give you a pitcher. Remember all those rumors? You're going to get a big starting pitcher.
Abreu is streakier. Duran, when consistent, is an all-around talent, the likes of which there are only a few in baseball. The Red Sox right now are holding on to him with all hope that they find the way to access 2024 Jaron Duran again.
All right, that was our quick little rundown of what may be fake news, according to Alex Cora. But it's we're getting closer. A few weeks away, end of the month. Major League Baseball trade deadline, lots of Red Sox, maybe comings, maybe goings, we'll see. We are WEEI Afternoons broadcasting live from the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studios, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and F-Series. Hurry in for your last chance to get employee pricing for all during the Great American Sales Event. Up next, we get a touch on the Boston Celtics because we know they've shipped a bunch of stars out of town. Could another star be coming to town to join Jason Tatum in his rehab? We'll talk about that next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball, Mr. Pre- and Post-Game Show. He has what's trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com, brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. The Red Sox completed their victory over the Cincinnati Reds this afternoon, 5-3. Boston led 2-1 after three innings yesterday before the game was suspended. Brian Baio is credited with the win in relief. Aroldis Chapman with his 15th save. Game three of that series is tonight. First pitch is at 7:10 as the Red Sox go for the sweep. Brennan Bernardino has been announced as the starter or the opener for tonight. He'll go against Reds right-hander Nick Martinez. Here is your lineup for tonight. Jaron Duran leads off in left, and it's Roman Anthony out in right field. Abraham Toro is at third. Trevor Story, your shortstop. Willier Abreu is your DH tonight, with Zaydon Rafaela in center. Marcelo Meyer at second. Romy Gonzalez at first base, and then Connor Wong is your catcher, and he is batting ninth. You can listen to the game on WEEI FM 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. MassMutual pregame show with Joe Weil is tonight at 6:10, and Sean McDonough and Will Middlebrooks have the call of the game. Also for tonight, the Red Sox have appointed right-handed pitcher Cooper Criswell as the club's 27th man for the second half of the doubleheader against the Reds. From around the NBA, the Knicks are expected to hire two-time NBA Coach of the Year winner Mike Brown as the franchise's next head coach. Brown is a four-time champion as a top assistant in Golden State and San Antonio under Steve Kerr and Greg Popovich. And Brian Windhorst reports that there's a decent chance that Al Horford's career will continue on the West Coast with either the Warriors or the Lakers if he doesn't retire. And the Athletic reports, and something the guys will touch on next, that the Celtics are showing interest in recently waived guard Damian Lillard. In hockey, the NHL and the NHLPA and international offices earlier today finalized a deal agreed on long ago to send players to the 2026 Olympics. The League, Union, International Ice Hockey Federation, and International Olympic Committee confirmed the participation of NHL players at the Olympic Games for the first time since 2014. Contractors, builders, and homeowners, visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies. Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. I'm Dan Ball. This is trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons live from Fenway Park coming up right after this.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
What about Al Horford?
He's valued by everybody in the league. He has lots of different options, including retirement.
But if he decides to indeed continue his career, the Golden State Warriors have been very aggressive in trying to bring him in. He would fit well anywhere.
Perfect.
But obviously, the Lakers are badly in need of a center, so they have been involved with that too. So I would expect there's a decent chance if he continues his career, it's out here on the West Coast with either Golden State or LA.
Hmm. A good spot to be in. He could retire. Or I don't know, he could go make like $20 million a year on the West Coast to be a sort of part-time player, complimentary player.
Yeah, you save him for the postseason when he comes through.
It's a good gig if you can get it.
He's one of my favorite players. Like, I like his whole vibe, his attitude, the way he plays.
So Lou Maloney used to, because of the contract, because at the time it was the biggest free agent contract ever signed by the Celtics.
How about that? Imagine that.
It was right around 4th of July 2016, I want to say, right when the same time that they were courting Kevin Durant, and that son of a bitch said no to Tom Brady, so the heck with him, right?
He said no to what's his name? The band with the long hair guy. Come on, what's the guy that went out to the Hamptons?
Tom Brady?
No, the center for the Celtics. Come on.
Oh, Kelly Olynyk. How dare... No one says no to the clinic.
I mean, let's send Kelly Olynyk out there.
That's actually why he said no.
It was like Tom Brady's coming. Awesome. Isaiah Thomas. Hey, that guy's a gamer. Kelly Olynyk. You mean the guy who smells like Vermont? Get out of here.
Kobe Bryant. Do I know that guy? Do I know you?
Smells like patchouli, but... Oh. Horford comes in at the time. Maloney used to always call him,
Average Al.
His nickname was Everyday Al. He called him Average Al. I used to call him the Buffet because I thought he did a bunch of everything pretty well. Like, not a resort quality or Vegas $100 buffet, Andy, where it's like king crab legs and everything. But a standard issue buffet, Ted, because there wasn't anything he was exceptional at. But he did a lot of things well. And I think he is the kind of guy that if there is a team out there that's like, all right, our team is just like one guy short. Who's got championship DNA? A Drew Holiday? Hell yeah. And an Al Horford? You bet. He would be such a perfect fit in L.A. Hate to see him go.
So Al Horford would be a perfect fit elsewhere because it doesn't seem like he's going to be a member of the Boston Celtics, much like Drew Holiday, much like Kristaps Porzingis, as we get to learn a new roster.
Much like Luke Kornet.
What would you think of a roster for the Celtics that included Dame Lillard, who is going to be bought out by the Milwaukee Bucks so they can sign Miles Turner when it all becomes official, I believe, July 6th.
Must be nice to have buyout money.
Yeah, and I didn't know this, but the guy with the Browns is involved with the Bucks now, and that's part of, they actually think he's
Jimmy,
part of the...
Jimmy Haslam?
Jimmy Haslam is leading part of the charge to buy out Dame.
He's probably thinking, all right, now if there's a way I could just do this with Deshaun Foster.
So the beauty of it is... He is a free agent as soon as this buyout actually happens. And because the Bucks are buying him out, he gets his, I believe it's $54 million this year and $57 million next year. So any team could sign him for the veteran minimum. He getting his $55 million each of the next 2 years, coming off a torn Achilles. He's going to be rehabbing for at least a large portion.
He'll miss the most of next year.
Of next season, absolutely. But the Boston Celtics were one of the first teams to reach out, reportedly, to Dame Lillard. That list also includes the Lakers and the Golden State Warriors, the two teams we just talked about with Al Horford. But my question is, do you like just the theoretical idea of he rehabs for a year, you don't have to pay him anything, he works out with Tatum for a little bit, does his own thing, and then it's Jason Tatum, it's Jaylen Brown, and it's Dame Lillard on the same team? Is that a trio that is...
What do you think my answer is going to be?
I think you're not going to like it.
Yeah. Because I've been talking about this ad nauseum about how they need to get younger. He's 34 years old. So let's have two aging veterans off of Achilles injuries.
What could go wrong?
Let's see if we can – any other Achilles injured guards that need at least 20 shots a night?
The guy doesn't play any defense. Offensively, he can cook it up with the best of them. But I don't trust that he's going to be even close to the player he once was when he was at Portland.
Oh, he was awesome. That's what Dame time and the whole thing.
The 40-footer in front of Paul George remains one of my five favorite
shots. At his 34 years old, Achilles, no thanks. See ya. It's not even a debate to me.
Just to add some detail to the story. So apparently he was never happy in Milwaukee, and not just the fit on the court with Giannis. I guess his family did not move from Portland, so he had family, kids. And
it's a fun little city.
So my guess is he wants to go back to the West Coast where he can be closer to the family. Maybe they'd move down the coast to, you know, Golden State or L.A.
That's my money.
But it is an interesting thing because I didn't realize. So the way this works, The Bucks get to spread the $112 million over the next 5 years. That's how you buy out a guy over in the NBA. That's what they'll be doing. But it's offset money, Ted. You know it from the NFL, offset language. Any team that pays him, it gets subtracted from what the Bucks owe. So there's really no reason, you know what I mean? He doesn't get more money unless you pay him above the $54 million he was already going to get. And if you're another team, the more you pay him, you're kind of helping the Bucks out with their big contract that they tried to get out from under. So he's legit probably going to sign for virtually no money.
I see what you're saying. So it makes him very, very attractive.
Very attractive, especially for a team like the Celtics, which, what's priority number one this offseason? Cha and Ching, money. It's figuring out a way to get a roster as cheaply as possible.
It just doesn't fit what I think the profile of the team needs to be, which is younger, more athletic, Tatum-centric.
That's what I wonder. Like, if Jason Tatum reads this, what's he thinking? Wait, who's going to shoot when the game's on the line? Let's say we did this. Who's going to shoot?
I'd let him shoot first.
Dame?
Also, where do
you mean Dame, right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Where do Dame's shots come from?
His hands.
Sure. I mean, that's a good answer.
I don't know what you're asking.
If he's going to put up 20 shots a night, where are they going to come from? 10 from Pritchard, 5 from Tatum, 5 from somebody else. Like, he's a volume player.
He's a volume guy. But you did get rid of Jrue Holiday, Kristaps Porzingis, Al Horford.
You've added in Simons, the Garza Strip, and a bunch of other guys.
I'm not sure Simons is going to be here, and I'm not sure I want him shooting. So those are two issues along the way.
That's probably true.
But I do not. I'm with Ted.
I say he goes to the Warriors.
This Dame Lillard to the Celtics feels sad to me. Like, it almost like
sad.
you went from this. You're like, you're the favorite, the defending champs, you're a dynasty too. You got to pick up a bargain basement, aging, former good player coming off a bad Achilles only because he's cheap. Doesn't that feel something that should be almost beneath them at this point?
Were you talking about the Warriors or the Celtics?
Celtics.
Oh, Celtics. Gotcha.
Celtics.
Yeah.
No, if the Warriors want to add him, because they're already kind of an old team. They're kind of that weird, sad wrestlers who are all, were awesome 10 years ago.
I feel like teams, like Warriors kind of grabbed like old aging veterans.
Yes.
They paid Jimmy Butler $60 million. Steph Curry's making the moon, and that ownership group spends.
I think they try to, instead of doing a full reboot, these teams that were once great, try to kind of see if they can steal a one with an old aging guy to see if he can maybe come here and all of a sudden he plays better than he has in the most recent years. I feel like that's kind of the mentality of some of these teams that have overspent and now are trying to not completely go under and be irrelevant and still be relevant by bringing in an aging guy just in case.
Yep.
Magic in a bottle.
And at least in part, like some of that for them is the pool kid was supposed to be good. They gave him money and he wasn't.
He just got moved again.
He did. And like when you make mistakes on some of those guys, then the fallback is, oh, well, Dame Lillard's available.
Feel like a basketball Expendables or one of those movies that used to feature like James Garner and Clint Eastwood, like
absolutely
old balls.
Absolutely. And that's why I don't want the Celtics. And there's also, Ted, you could probably figure this out. There's also an aspect of, does he fit in with JB? Even if we're projecting when Tatum's back, does he fit in with JB? And how does
they have a history? Don't they not like each other?
No, that's Giannis that JB
My bad,
has.
My bad.
Giannis hates Giannis. Giannis. He's a child. Remember the whole short pulling? Yeah. He sat on him. They went back and
They're
forth.
They're not trading him, are they, too? Because he was kind of pouting on social media.
The funny thing is, I don't know why he would be. I mean, I get in one sense why he'd be pouting, but not really. Dame's not playing this year, and Dame wanted out. Apparently, Dame is ecstatic. The best thing he heard was they were buying him out.
I've read a couple things. I've heard that he's mad that Giannis stopped off on it.
Wouldn't you be thrilled if somebody was like, Andy, we're going to give you $80 million not to play basketball in Milwaukee?
He didn't like Milwaukee. Yeah. He didn't want to be
there. He didn't want to go there in the first place.
He didn't want to go there in the first place. And I think he probably could have talked himself into it if they had clicked on the court and they were rolling and all of a sudden you get off to a 15-2 start. We're going to win a title. But that didn't happen. And then he gets hurt. Like, do you want to be rehabbing to go back to a place you don't really like in the first place? So I think it's better off for him. I think he could end up being a nice player for the right team. Maybe it is Golden State. I don't know. The Lakers have a little bit of that aging thing, too. You're going to pair him up with
100%.
LeBron?
Let's say if you're the Lakers right now, you have Luka. He needs shots. LeBron is always going to need his shots. Reeves is going into a year where he's turned down a significant contract offer because he's trying to get his shots so he can earn an even bigger payday. You may sign Horford. where do the shots come from for Dame Lillard when he's healthy, let's say?
It's only one basketball. You ever heard that?
Literally.
That's what a lot of the coaches.
Nope.
It's only one basketball. Yes. 617-779-7937. You can chime in. Would you want Dame Lillard? Although I'm not sure there's a lot of people out there that would. I feel like Rich Keefe would be a guy that would like that idea. He's a star bleeper, if you know what I mean. Mm. He likes when those big names are available on the open market. Unfortunately, he's on vacation this week, so he can't find out. He'll tune in next week. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it is time for Odds and Ends. And it is time for us to pay off or react to our assignment that Professor Ted Johnson had for us, the little Ted Johnson Movie Club. First assignment, first film that we had to watch was Last of the Mohicans. Stiz was the last guy. We had to bump it off a day. Stiz has watched it. We've all seen it now. We'll react, and I'm going to duck and make sure Ted doesn't hit me. Odds and Ends, Last of the Mohicans, up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
You can listen to WEEI on your smart speaker.
Just say, play 93.7 WEEI.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
A warrior goes to you swift and straight as an arrow shot into the sun. Welcome him and let him take his place at the council fire of my people. He is Uncas, my son. Tell him to be patient and ask death for speed. For they are all there, but one, I, Chingachgook, last of the Mohicans.
WEEI Afternoons, broadcasting live from the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studios, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and F-Series. Hurry in for your last chance to get employee pricing for all during the Great American Sales Event. That was a clip from The Last of the Mohicans. Daniel Day-Lewis, 4 decades ago, whatever it is now.
September of 1992.
And that's going to bring us to Odds and Ends, brought to you by Cars for Kids, your trusted charity for the car donations. Also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call today, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. So why'd we play a clip from Last of the Mohicans? Because Ted Johnson has been assigning or has started to assign us movies we need to see, specifically me, but also Stiz. Some of us on this show haven't seen some movies that I think Ted considers some of the great movies of all time. We know that Ted loves movies, that Fitzy loves movies. So we started with Last of the Mohicans, and we're going to do, I believe, one a week is our plan, Ted?
For the rest of the summer.
Okay.
Ted's Movie Club?
Ted's Movie Club, one a week, and we're going to then discuss the movies and rank them on a scale of 1 to 5 Johnsons.
Now, that was Dan who came up with that,
yes.
Correct? Ball game. That was your flourish?
I figured, you know, you have stars, you have tomatoes, we have Johnsons here
right
on this
love
show.
It. Yeah,
you know.
1 to 5
1 to 5 Johnsons.
And Nick being the cinephile and Ted being the one who's recommending them, I also want to collect your scores in Johnsons so we can have a cumulative show score. And we can also kind of base off of this is what you think compared to your favorite movies of all time. So we'll have a scale to go off.
So, Ted, you started off. Why was this the first movie you suggested? Why do you love this movie? Give me a quick
I can't
synopsis.
Remember exactly. I think it just the movie came up and, okay. And you said you hadn't seen it and it was like
me?
Well, it's hard for me to be friends with somebody who's not cultured, who's limited
Son
in their experience.
In all those perfect Saturdays that I hosted alongside you and you didn't know songs, movies, I never once flogged you with it's hard for me to host. It's hard for me to work with someone who's not cultured.
This and the Masters, he doesn't think
holy
much of my
smokes
culture.
talk about just tossing out the trash, Teddy.
There's movies that just get to me. They just boom right in there. And so I'm a big fan of movie. I think part of it is just, you know, when you have a kind of a unique upbringing like I had, movies were your escape. And so movies are like books, but with pictures. And so I'm a big fan of them. And this is one of my favorite movies because it gets you right. It has a lot. It has friendship. It has love. It has warriors. It's about tribes. It's got a lot of things that appeal to me in a movie, and it has one of the best scores of any movie you will ever see.
All time. Andy, the book. So I like the, I'd had to read the book right around that same time. Last of the Mohicans by James Fenimore Cooper, from Cooperstown, Dan. There you go. A little baseball knowledge right there for the ball game. Not a very exciting book. Mm. It is amazing how Michael Mann, who is one of the most dynamic movie directors I'd say, of the last half century. He's made movies that you would have previously seen and enjoyed, yep, like the movie that features the greatest gunfight of all time, Heat. Ever see that?
Yes, I have seen that.
Excellent. Fantastic film. A little long, but still amazing. Perhaps you saw Collateral.
Tom Cruise.
You ever see Collateral, Tom Cruise, Jamie Foxx?
I have seen
the one where the cab driver has to drive the killer. Also features maybe the greatest nightclub gunfight scene ever. Last of the Mohicans, Ted, the first word I would use to describe it is visceral.
Yeah.
Like everything from Hawkeye running through the mountains to try to save, prevent Chingachgook's son from dying, Uncas.
Yep.
Also, the stay alive scenes. Stay alive no matter where you are. I will find you under the waterfall. The love scene where he's staring her down when they're at the fireplace right there. And Madeline Stowe is about a 75 out of 10. We'll get to how you feel about her in a second. And Daniel Day-Lewis, arguably the greatest actor since Sir Laurence Olivier, is just looking at her with these smoldering eyes, the adopted son of Chingachgook, the last of the Mohicans. Everything about this movie just gives you feels. It is like, it's a movie you feel from head to toe. And if when you watched it, you weren't ready to just like run through the forest, like Ted said, start a battle, or
we're
like,
about to find out what they, if they feel the
so
same
Dan
way.
Dan Ball's going to kick us off, because Fitzy, you said if you watch this and weren't ready to run into a battle, then you don't know what to do with him. Dan Ball, how did your viewing go?
This is what I get for trusting Andy with information. All right, I'm going to be completely honest and give you the full rundown of how this went.
Let's go.
I started it. I got about 20 minutes in. It did not catch me, and I stopped.
Wow. Okay.
Shut it off.
I was very...
Even the music with the mountains and the smoke.
Now, let him finish. The one thing, and you teed up something important, it's a gorgeous movie. The what you kind of alluded to before we watched it, the cinematography, the soundtrack, like the different elements of movie making were checked. I can understand if they show that in film schools, I would not be surprised in this.
Or just in a theater as well.
Yeah,
this
absolutely.
This is interesting. Now, okay, so you, how many Johnsons would you give it?
So I picked it up. I started it over, picked it up and did it again from start to finish. Second half of the movie was fantastic.
Okay.
So I think I split it right down the middle with a little bit of extra given to the cinematography. I'd give it three Johnsons.
Three Johnsons?
Three
Johnsons.
That's
not too
bad
the way it started. Okay, Stiz, what is your take? Did you watch it?
Yes, so I watched it last night. Now, I happen to be, I would consider myself somewhat of a cinephile as well, and I also love period pieces, so going back to that time period, I absolutely love. I thought it was funny that he was hooking up with Cora within like 20 minutes in the movie. Just like
for the audience's benefit, he was not making out with Alex Cora, but rather Madeline Stowe's character.
The character's name is Cora. Yeah. And then it was also funny, Fitzy referenced the waterfall scene where he's like, if they don't kill you, meet me, I'll find you. They're going to take you up north. But overall, I really enjoyed the movie. The ending, oh my God, the poor girl, spoiler alert, throws herself off the cliff after the other guy couldn't save her. I'm going to give it... I'm going to give it 4.5 Johnsons.
Good Lord.
Pretty good right there.
A lot of Johnsons.
Sis.
Do you guys want to give yours before Andy gives his, or do you want Andy to go first?
I'll go last. So
okay.
Andy, go ahead.
Yeah. Okay.
Go ahead, Andy.
I'm going to say I didn't love it. I thought it was meh. I did think it started out very slow. You know, it kind of picked up, but it never really hit stride for me. I thought it, what I actually thought of was your love of romance novels. Mm. Almost every scene to me felt like it could have been the cover of a romance novel.
Every movie
with his long
every movie
hair
is a love story.
Like,
you don't
like
know that.
Flowing in the breeze,
so
and she's in his
handsome
arms with the sunset going down. And I usually like these types of movies and the combat, and whether it's Braveheart or Gladiator, like these stories, love and war, and it's all intertwined.
Yeah.
2.5 Johnsons.
You know what? So a guy that wears Hey Dudes gives it a 2.5.
Yep.
Now he's just ad hominem, like outfit shaming you.
Okay. Yeah.
I think that's the highest score that somebody in the Hart family would give that.
Oh, my wife stopped while she walked out. She actually said, I'm going to go to the bathroom. And I went to pause it. And she goes, don't pause it. I won't be back.
So I've seen this movie.
Like, ouch, babe.
I would say probably 6-7 times.
I've seen it once and that'll be it.
It's one of my absolute favorites. Like I said, I connect with it emotionally. I connect with it physically. It's a very emotional film for me. The ending absolutely ruins me, but everything along the way until that sequence. I don't mind a little bittersweet in my ending of a movie. I don't mind some melancholy and sorrow mixed with all that action and ferocity, Ted. Like I said, top 5 soundtrack to me all time. Gorgeous movie. And it's from Michael Mann, top 5 director. Your score on IMDb was a 7.6 out of 10. Rotten Tomatoes, 88%. pretty rock solid for me. Nominated for a couple of Academy Awards. And Daniel Day-Lewis.
But how many Johnsons?
Damn, five straight.
Five full Johnsons?
This is in the Fitzy's top 50 all-time
movies. So you started out like nothing will be higher.
No, this is this is in the Fitzy top 50.
Okay, and then Ted Johnson.
It's 4.5 for me.
The professor.
4.5.
All right.
So it's anything 4 and over is I'm only going to recommend movies that I think are 4
okay.
and over.
That's good.
So yeah. It's not every movie's going to be
a judgment is questionable based on one, but we'll get there. We'll see.
That's totally fine. It's not for everybody.
We have fives that we'll get to.
We do. Definitely.
We do have five.
Well, in my opinion, you guys might see it differently.
All right.
So 2.5, 3, that's 5.5, 4.5, that makes 10, 5. And Stiz get a 19.5, Dan, out of 5 people. That gives it an aggregate score of 3.9 Johnsons.
Okay.
Seems a little high to me.
Seems a little high to you.
Let's mix in a couple calls real quick while we can.
I resisted the joke on that one.
Rick in New Hampshire. I'm assuming you are calling in regards to Last of the Mohicans. What's up, Rick?
I am calling in regards to Daniel Day-Lewis. And Fitzy,
okay.
Have you ever seen My Left Foot? That singly is the best acting performance I have ever seen in my life.
You are correct, sir.
All right, thanks for the call, Rick.
I gotta see it.
It's a tough watch. It's a very tough
watch. Let's go to Brian in Norwood, who has a comment on our movie talk. What's up, Brian?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Just completely random, since you brought up Last Mohicans in Cooperstown. Lake George is right at the town, and that's actually where they filmed all those canoe battle scenes where they were fleeing and trying to race away from the enemy.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks for the call, Brian. I was at Lake George last summer for AL lacrosse.
Hey, that was the other cool thing, too, because after the movie ended, I went and looked it up. Obviously, the Mohicans are a real tribe, but some of them right here in our own backyard in Massachusetts. Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I thought most of it was filmed in North Carolina. I didn't realize
that. The mountain sequences were filmed in North Carolina.
The lake in Lake George, very cool. Did not know that.
All right, that's going to do it for Odds and Ends, and that's kind of going to do it for WEEI Afternoons today, but we got to come back on the other side for one of those mini Arcan shows. So WEEI Afternoons leading into Red Sox baseball and the Mass Mutual pregame show after a 5-3 win early in the afternoon. Looking to sweep the day, sweep the series. A little extended. Ted Johnson and company next here on WEEI.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.